KD Country 94 weather.
It's time for all those do-it-yourself projects. Let Ellens of Tipton help you get started with their inventory of sheet vinyl, luxury vinyl planks, and carpet. They now have Valspar paint, and with Lexi's design expertise, you will have the complete package of flooring, window coverings, and paint to enjoy your cozy home in those cool months ahead of us. Call Ellens of Tipton at 785-373-4315.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 55 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Lows level off around 30, mainly clear. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. High of 50. Low 60s Wednesday and Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 42.
We've all had it happen. It's a chilly morning, you need to get to work or get the kids to school, and the car won't start. Great. That's just what you needed this morning, a dead battery. I'm Elijah at Kiefer Brothers Automotive in Beloit. Don't let that dead battery ruin your day. Stop by. We're happy to test your battery for free while you wait. And if you need a new one, we have AC Delco batteries in stock and on sale. We even install them for free. That's Kiefer Brothers Automotive, just south of the courthouse in Beloit, or online at kieferbrothers.com. AC Delco batteries are on sale now at Kiefer's.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Agriculture Department says it's investigating the possible first case of highly pathogenic avian influenza this fall. The affected poultry was a backyard flock in Pottawatomie County. Kansas Department of Agriculture says flocks should be monitored for any HPAI-related symptoms, which include coughing, sneezing, other respiratory distress, or any misshapen eggs. The Kansas Animal Health Commissioner says contact your local veterinarian or the state ag department if you notice any possible HPAI symptoms in your birds. While the holiday season is often characterized as a time of merriment and goodwill towards others, it can also be the season of distraction, impairment, and stress behind the wheel. The holidays are considered a time of warmth and happiness, but those images can be marred by heavier traffic congestion, the hustle and bustle of shopping, family tensions, and overwhelming expectations, said Sean Stewart, spokesman for AAA Kansas. When drivers bring holiday stress and heightened emotions to the roadway, the results can be deadly, and the holiday season many times can become the perfect storm. As there could be flaring tempers, stress related to the holidays, and much more. Dangerous driving behaviors in Kansas, according to the 2022 Kansas traffic crash data, says that the four most frequent driver contributing circumstances noted in crash reports were inattention or distraction, 22.5%, right-of-way violation, 13.5%, followed too closely, 9%, and driving too fast for conditions at 8%. Additionally, speed-related crashes number nearly 5,000, with 93 people killed and more than 2,000 injured. Nearly 2,200 alcohol-related crashes occurred in Kansas last year, with 95 fatalities and 1,200 injuries resulting due to that. There are more than 2,000 crashes resulting from distracted driving. 20 people died and nearly 1,000 were injured in those crashes. There were more than 1,600 crashes resulting from reckless or aggressive driving habits. These crashes led to 47 deaths and nearly 900 injuries. The highest number of crashes on Kansas roads occurred in November, with December coming in with the third highest number of crashes. The tragedy of these deaths and injuries is felt year-round, but for many, the pain is felt most strongly during the holidays, said Stewart. So certainly, obviously, try to keep your stress in check and your anger in check, and also drive the right way so that we can avoid all of these possible injuries and bad accidents, the advice from many when it comes to you driving on the roadways. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at the website heartchoicesbeloit.com. There are just a few angels on the angel tree located at the First Bank of Beloit. Please help make Christmas a little brighter for a child or teen. There is a holiday PACA party coming up Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at North 40 Alpacas, Highway 24, Osborne. Join them for a fun afternoon with Santa and the North 40 Alpacas. Also, a Mountain Christmas Memory Christmas Play is taking place at the Grace Brethren Church in Portis this Saturday from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Are you covered? Marketplace Health Insurance open enrollment is now through January 15th. Sign up for 2024 coverage and explore your options with Mitchell County Hospital Health System Certified Application Counselor Connie Tyler. This service is completely free of charge. Call 738-9202. And there'll be a community luncheon. Dine-in or curbside carryout, meatballs, cheesy potatoes, green beans, cookie. That'll be coming this Thursday from 11 to 12:30 at Boost Ministries Blessing House, 120 North Campbell in Beloit. Free will donation to help others. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
5 seconds to go in the game. Mahomes in the pocket is going to step up, buying time, spins a 360, moving to his left, throws to the end zone, ball is up, bounced around, incomplete, game over, Packers win 27-19.
We'll have more on the Chiefs loss coming up in the sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, some results from wrestling over the weekend, and a preview of high school basketball coming up tonight. The college football championship weekend took place, and the college football playoff is set. KU and K-State know where they're going bowling, and an update on college hoops. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94.96.3 The Lake. High school wrestling for area teams on Saturday. Osborne was the Hoxie Invitational on the boys' side. Graham Middleton finished third at 215 pounds. Sam Kendig was fourth at 175. Osborne girls, Kate Kendig, 110, was second at 115. Annie Kendig was third, and Cheyenne Noel third at 130 to 135. Trigo Christmas City Classic in Waukini is where Smith Center was competing, and Carson Montgomery took home the gold medal at 285 pounds. Eli Franklin of Smith Center was second at 215. Parker Hutchinson third at 150. Nate Five fourth at 113. And Gannon McCoy fourth at 157. On the girls' side at 190, Casey Harrodsburg finished in second. You can find full results at ncksports.com. Coming up tonight, high school hoops. The Amos Morse Classic first round, Smith Center against Russell. Girls game at 6:30, boys at 8 o'clock. Tescott tip-off today, Natoma against Linden. The first doubleheader, 3 and 4 o'clock. Southern Cloud at Tescott at 6 and 7:30. Girls first, boys follow. Full schedules for high school sports are posted at ncksports.com. As sort of the beginning of this sportscast, the Chiefs suffered a 27-19 loss to the Packers in Green Bay Sunday night in the first half. Each team had two long possessions. The Packers scored touchdowns on their first two drives, while the Chiefs had costly penalties inside the Green Bay 10 on their first two possessions, came away with just field goals, trailing 14-6 at half. 1 yard touchdown by Isaiah Pacheco brought the Chiefs within 14-12 after a missed 2-point attempt. The Packers answered to go up 21-12 after three. 9 seconds into the fourth, Chiefs within two again at 21-19 on a touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes to Noah Gray. Packers made a field goal with just over 6 minutes left to go up 24-19. Mahomes threw an interception. Packers got another field goal to take a 27-19 lead with 109 remaining. The final drive saw 4 questionable calls, 2 going for the Chiefs and 2 non-calls on pass interference going against the Chiefs. And the last-second Hail Mary attempt fell incomplete. Chiefs coach Andy Reid gave his thoughts on the loss.
They're a good football team, and they did some good things offensively, and then we kind of shot ourselves in the foot offensively with the penalties in the red zone. You got to capitalize on those. You know, I'll take this one. We got to do better, and that's my responsibility, to make sure we do better, start faster.
Chiefs now 8-4 on the season and are currently in fourth place in the AFC standings. The Dolphins moved to 9-3 with a 45-15 win over the Commanders, while the Ravens are 9-3 with a bye. The Jaguars 8-3. They face the Bengals tonight at 7:15 on ABC for full look at the Week 13 scores, visit NFL.com. Well, after conference championship weekend, the college football playoff is set.
Jalen getting the snap, taking the knee, and the white flag has been waved from the Georgia sideline. And what do you say, folks? Let's get out of here! Bama, a winner over the Georgia Bulldogs, claiming the SEC title for the 30th time in school history.
Number 8 Alabama beat number 1 Georgia 27-24 Sunday afternoon and evening in the SEC Championship in Atlanta. The win for the Crimson Tide created some chaos in the end. Friday night in the Pac-12 Championship, number 3 Washington won 34-31 over number 5 Oregon to move to 13-0 and lock in their spot in the playoffs. Saturday started the Big 12 Championship in Arlington. Number 7 Texas cruised to a 49-21 win over number 18 Oklahoma State. Longhorns quarterback Quinn Ewers set a new Big 12 Championship game record with 452 passing yards. Texas moved to 12-1. Alabama followed with a win in the SEC title game to move to 12-1 as well. Saturday night, as expected, number 2 Michigan had no problems with number 16 Iowa in a 26-0 shutout win of the Big Ten title, moving to 13-0 and locking their spot in the playoff. In the final game, playing with a third-string quarterback, number 4 Florida State picked up a 16-6 win over 14th-ranked Louisville in the ACC title game to move to 13-0. After the dust settled and the college football playoff rankings were revealed Sunday morning, Michigan moved up to number 1. Washington slid into the number 2 spot. Four other teams looking for the final two spots in the playoffs. Due to their head-to-head win over Alabama earlier this season in Tuscaloosa, Texas got the number 3 spot. And finally, despite being in the top 4 going into the weekend and winning the ACC title at 13-0, Florida State was jumped by 12-1 Alabama for the final spot. According to College Football Playoff Committee Chairman Boo Corrigan, Florida State's quarterback situation was ultimately a deciding factor.
Florida State is a different team than they were through the first 11 weeks. Coach Norvell, their players, their fans, you know, an incredible season. But as you look at who they are as a team right now, without Jordan Travis, without the offensive dynamic that he brings to it, they are a different team.
With playoffs set, the semifinals will take place on New Year's Day. Number 1 Michigan faces number 4 Alabama, the Rose Bowl. Number 2 Washington takes on number 3 Texas at the Sugar Bowl. Also on Sunday, KU and K-State found out where they'll be going bowling. Both teams are headed where many expected them to be. 8-4 Kansas will play in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl against 9-4 UNLV in Phoenix at 8 o'clock the day after Christmas. Number 25 K-State is 8-4. They'll face 9-3 number 18 NC State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando at 4:45 December 28th. A full look at the bowl schedule and college football playoff can be found at NCAA.com.
Cats need a 3-3. Here comes Tyler Perry
with a Hines foul.
Perry for the tie.
K-State had a battle with North Alabama Saturday in Manhattan, but Perry's shot forced overtime. The Wildcats were able to hold on for a 75-74 win in the end. North Alabama led 36-23 at one point early in the second half. Wildcats were able to fight back. Lions led by 7 with 2:30 left. K-State outscored them 9-2 down the stretch. They took an 8-point lead in overtime and got the 1-point win. Perry led 5 players in double figures with 16 points. Despite shooting just 3 of 9 from the floor, he was 10 of 12 from the line and made the 3-4 overtime as heard. K-State coach Jerome Tang on gutting out the win.
Thought for 39 minutes they were better than we were, played harder. We didn't deserve to win that game, but guys figured out a way, last minute of regulation and then in overtime, and that's a credit to our guys' grit and toughness and togetherness.
K-State's now 6-2 on the season. They'll welcome 6-3 Villanova for the Big East Big 12 battle on Tuesday night. As heard on Saturday's sportscast, number 5 Kansas handed the defending national champion number 4 UConn their first loss of the season. Winning 69-65 at Allen Fieldhouse, Kevin McCullough led Kansas with 21 points. K.J. Adams at 18. KU coach Bill Self on the hard-fought win.
Great game. We played about perfect the first 10 minutes, and we were only up 9 or whatever. It should have been 15 or 18. They made everything with under 5 seconds on the shot clock. So much of it was guarded, and Newton had the game of his life, too.
Kansas is now 7-1. They'll be back on the court Tuesday night when they host Kansas City. College Hoops Sunday, Wichita State men dropped their second game of the season falling 82-72 at Mizzou to drop to 7-2. Tigers moved to 7-2 with the win. On the women's side, continuing their tough non-con schedule, Kansas lost 63-52 at Texas A&M Sunday. Holly Kersgeter led the Jayhawks with 13 points as they are now 3-4 with the loss. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and 96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.